Lord Krishna is showing Arjuna that everything is really contained in one. That is one nice idea that Vedanta teaches to understand and feel the reality. Making this idea of unit that we were trying to meditate on, understanding that many things can be considered as a single unit. Like when we see that all our different organs, different limbs, they are considered as a unit, a particular person. When you speak of that person, you do not have to specifically say that has a nose and two eyes and all those things separately. They are all considered together. When I say that I met Sam, I don't have to mention that, well, I met his hands, or I saw his hair, his forehead, nothing like that. All that is put together in a unit called Sam. We can go further deeper also, like even if you take, say, one part, there are several cells in it. In fact, trillions of them. Even if you say that brain, how many things are there? If you count each minute cell, it will be a huge amount, a huge, huge number. So, but when you say brain, all that is considered together in one. If we say that this particular class, that Bhagavad Gita class at Vedanta, then all these separate people, they get included in that. If we say that people in Providence, then all people living in Providence, they get included in that unit. All different buildings, all streets, that becomes a part of this city of Providence. And so I don't have to separately mention each of these. All of them are kind of put together, and we look upon that as one unit. We do it all the time in various things. I bought 1 pound of wheat. You don't have to separately see each grain and each particle in the grain. One unit, 1 pound, means whatever that those grains, they are all included in that. So now expand this process further. Consider everything in this universe, everything, including our own body, mind, everything, as one unit. Put them as it were in one bag, and think of it. It is an abstract bag, not that you actually have to take a bag, like in the set theory of in the early distance high school you all have learned, that you make a set, it becomes a unit. So take this set in which everything has been put in. All that is included in that. Look at that. You also are there. Whatever you would like to call as you, you are there. That unit. And all that is, that unit, that set, is the Lord. We give that Deity name God. The existence, whatever is happening inside that set, the processes would go on inside. that is all included in that. All those functions also are included in that, like changes that are happening within. They are all part of this big universal process. And this universal process is the image of God that is now being shown to Arjuna. He wanted to see that I understand. In the beginning of this chapter we saw, he said that I intellectually understand it, but I want to see it, perceive it. Can you make Lord make me perceive that? And then different set of eyes were given, different perceiving method was given to Arjuna, by which now he can perceive those things. We need different instrument to perceive different things. That example I gave many times, that the little worms in the yogurt you can't see by your naked eyes, but if you put a microscope then they become visible. So you need to have a different vision to understand this principle, that everything is contained in this reality called God. All changes are happening there. What we call destruction, creation, destruction, new galaxies are created, new stars are created. Every time that is going on, all the time, they are many Earths like us. They are getting born every moment, are getting destroyed every moment. All this is continuously going on. Arjuna, when he sees, we were reading the 38th and 31st verse, that he saw that you are licking all these people on all sides while devouring them with your flowing, your flaming mouth, filling the entire world with its radiance. Your fierce glow is scorching it. O Vishnu, tell me who you are of ferocious form. Salutations to you, O great God. Be pleased. I like to know you, the primeval being, for I do not comprehend your inclination. Yes, you do not comprehend the inclination of that. Our little intellect is busy comprehending the little things around, and those also we find it very difficult to comprehend. This injustice here, this justice here, everybody has different idea of administration and government. Even in the in one home, the wife and husband will have different ideas as to how the administration, home administration, is to be done. Even whether this couch is to be kept like this or like that, because it is all very different here, and we don't comprehend why this differentiation, why this distinction comes in. We do not comprehend this conflict, and this conflict is in the nature of everything that we perceive, and that conflict creates struggles, wars and destruction, and we do not know what is the purpose of all this. Things come up, things stay, things get destroyed, things get into struggle, they get into conflict. Our mind, let alone outside, we can look at our minds, one thought comes in conflict with another thought. One day you feel that this is the right thing, next day you feel another as the right thing. they come in conflict with each other. This conflict, therefore, is something that we continuously see, and we don't know the purpose of all this. And on the whole bigger scale, when we see this and see this as the play of God, we see, as Arjuna says, that, well, please try to explain it to me, I don't get it at all. And then Lord, in the 32nd verse, therefore begins replying. Shri Bhagavan Vacha Kalosmi Lokakshayakrit Pravriddho Lokan Samahar Tumiha Pravrittah Rite Pitvamna Bhavishyanti Sarve Yevasthita Pratyaniti Shuyodhah Tasmatvamuttishtha Yasholabhasva Jitva Shatrun Bhumsha Rajyam Samriddham Mayaivete Nihata Purvameva Nimitta Matram Bhavasavya Sachin. I am the terrible time, the destroyer of people, and am here proceeding to destroy them. Even without you, all these warriors in every division shall cease to be. Therefore, arise and attain fame, conquering your enemies. Enjoy a flourishing kingdom. By me alone have these been killed already. O Savyasachin, that is Arjuna, you be merely an instrument. A very beautiful idea, friends. This is the idea of time. Things change. Change means what was is not there. That is the meaning of change. It is destroyed. So therefore, in Sanskrit, the word kal, that is normally translated as time, but kal has another connotation also, and which is often used, that is death. Kal means death. It is death means, you know, what was there is not there, changing. Everything is in a flux, getting continuously transformed, and that is time, that is death. And that is the news everywhere. Not only now, you feel that, well, now there is too much violence in the world. Open the newspaper and everywhere you see the stories of war, of murders, of death, and it was then also. Therefore, one of the questions that this King Yudhishthira was asked by a celestial being, I don't want to get into that story, very beautiful story though, he was asked that, tell me, what is the news? And Yudhishthira replies, Asmin Mahamohamaye Katahe Suryagnina Ratri Divendhanena Masartu Darvi Parighattanena Bhuta Nikala Pachati Itivarta. That in this big, big cauldron, huge cauldron, what is this cauldron? It is the cauldron of Maya and delusion. This is Maha Mohamaye. It is a great delusion. In this great delusion, that is the big cauldron or a big frying pan, huge one. We normally at home have small ones. In places where a large number of people are fed, they have huge one. In our ashrama in Shillong, we had one in which one man could just sit, you know, stand actually, will be in that frying pan. One man could just stand there, and so big, because 5-6 thousand people were to be fed with that preparation called khichdi. So it is a huge one. Now this, imagine this whole universe as a big, big pan like that, in which the time is the cook, who is changing things, you know, has a big spatula. What is the spatula? The seasons, the changing things, you know, the seasons, they give the sense of time. So that is the spatula. And what is the fire that is burning underneath? That fire is the day and night. That day and night fire, and that is burn, making that whole thing cook. And all, imagine, you know, from one direction to another direction in that, with that big, huge spatula, we are all being churned, crushed, broken into pieces, getting all cooked. Getting all cooked. Fine particles are getting made, and lumps are getting made. It is all in that kind of situation. And this has been, he says, that is the news. Every day that is the news. Even then, say 5,000 years ago, that used to be the news. That is the news. Iti Varta. That is the news. Everywhere, even now, that is the news. That is the nature of news. The news of destruction, news of death. Death is the news every day. Even without reading the obituary section in the newspaper, it is still destruction and death. And that has been the case all the time, because that is the time. The nature of time is that first appearance of the divine principle as the ignorance and delusion sets in, the first principle that the God appears as is this time-space continuum, where the things are continuously in flux, things are getting made. And that is true about the ideas as well. They also come and go away. We see so many ideas, they at one time ruled the world. Those ideas then give way to some other ideas. Then people laugh at the old ideas. Oh, people at that time, how ignorant they were, how unjust, how cruel. Swami Vivekananda says, let's remember that what we call as our smart, modern and very just ideas, they also will get laughed at by generations to come. It is this time is the first manifestation of this universal principle, the divine principle, that which is beyond name and form, beyond speech, that which is the transcendental and immanental reality. That one reality, when the ignorance sets in, then first manifestation is the time. We in India, and here also at many places, at the Vedanta centers, the chanting of Ramanama is done on the Ekadashi, the 11th day in the lunar cycles. So that first two lines of that are very interesting. Shuddha Brahma Parat Pararam Kalatmaka Parameshwar Ram. That Rama is being meditated upon and his name is sung. But what is the ideal Rama, the true Rama? Shuddha Brahma, the pure Brahman, the transcendent, immanent reality, the unchanging reality beyond all names and forms. That is our true self. That is Rama. But the next principle, Kalatmaka Parameshwar Ram, that very Rama in ignorance becomes this time principle. And as time principle, it is the God of the universe. God means controller, Parameshwara. The supreme controller is this principle of time. So it is said that whether you will or not, whatever you may think, the things are going to happen anyway. It is, you may not like it, or whether you may like it, doesn't matter. If you are, for example, seated in a train, now, even when you think that you should go backwards, you start running in the train in the opposite direction, nothing is going to happen. As children, I remember that we were getting bored for a long train journey and then wanted to make the train go faster, and so would hold the rails of the window and try to give it a push. Let it run faster. But it doesn't have any effect. It is not going to run faster by that. Even if you run backwards, that it doesn't mean that you are actually going backwards. You are moving in the same direction. You don't have really any freedom in that. The train is taking you. The train is moving. You are doing this or that. That is not going to change the end result. If the train is going from Providence to New York, and then in the middle, as the train, say, reaches New Haven, you thought, let me go in the same train towards Providence. And if you start running back in the train, that's not going to help. You are still going to get to New York. So this Arjuna is being told by Krishna that whether you want or you don't want, all these warriors that you are seeing around you, including you yourself, they are going to be dead. You may think that I am killing them by my arrows. Fellow, that is not the case. The time has already killed them. You will be an excuse, you will be a secondary instrument in doing that. And by becoming that kind of an instrument, you will attain glory, that's all. You will get the glory I have done it. But no, you haven't really done. Without you also, it will be done very well. These things are not under your control at all. What is under your control is keeping your awareness tuned to that sense of reality. And know this, that this is that God is doing everything. Surrender your will into the will of God. That is maximum one can do. That let me surrender my will to the will of the Lord. And thus do your duty without thinking that this will be I like these people and I don't want these people to be killed. Don't worry about that. Be an instrument, perform your duty, whatever duty has come your way, and do it. And that will bring glory to you. And know that the result is not in your hands. that in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Lord had mentioned that you do not have the right over the reasons. Karmanyeva adhikaraste, that your right or your choice is only about doing your duty. You have the right to do your duty, but not the results thereof. Na phaleshu kadachana. No, you don't have right over the results. The results will be as have been scripted by Lord. It is like this, that in a movie the thing has already all been screened, that put in there, and as the scenes unfold we see that, but it has already all happened there. It is that is all already done. You may see a movie and you may think that this should not happen or this should happen like this. As while watching the movie, you may imagine, what will happen next? This should happen like this or like that. The mind keeps on playing there. But whatever is going to be happening in the movie has already been done. It is already going to be coming to your perception. There is nothing that you will have the scope to change there anymore. So similarly, these events are scripted. This may give some kind of a pessimistic or the idea of, so there is no point in my taking up any endeavor. No, friends, that is not what is meant. Only what is told here is that do not think that your endeavor is going to change the result. Your endeavor will be affecting your awareness, that's all. It is not going to change the picture of what is going to happen. It is not possible for you to alter it. It is all done already. A great idea, friends, that it is not for us to think. Our sense of time is very limited. We do not have any broader sense of time to see what's happening. The director already has known that what is going to happen in that movie. But we are seeing only sitting in the chair in the movie theater. We are seeing it sequence by sequence and feel that this is this has happened and this is yet to happen. But from the perspective of the movie, everything has already happened. And so Arjuna is being told his secret, that you know all these warriors that you are seeing here, by the end of the war, they are all going to be dead. And it is I who am killing them. You are only going to be the excuse. The director has killed them. Before even director, the story writer has already done that job. That has written in the script that this is they are going to be killed. And so the actors, what do they have to do? Just follow the script. Nothing more than that. They cannot do anything different from that. So Arjuna is being told of this great reality. This of course would give rise to many disturbing questions. Then what is the role of the individual will and so forth? One has to think about it. What is an individual will and how far can it go? And what is then the cosmic will? Do we have a way to know what is the cosmic will beforehand, before things happen, so that I can adjust, like Arjuna was told here, that this is going to happen. So he could adjust his behavior. But I do not know what's going to happen tomorrow. So how can I know that and adjust my behavior to that, to suit that? Do I have any capacity to do it? Well, these are questions. I am not going to answer them here, but the answers will gradually come. Moreover, the answers for these questions depend not only on discussions. A discussion may provide some clues, but it is our efforts to feel this universal reality that will make us see the things better. The answers will come by that. While being aware of the local reality, local reality is not unimportant, it is very important. But we shouldn't think that that is the only thing. Let us place it on the backdrop of a bigger picture. And that is why it is told that see the bigger picture. See the bigger picture of the universe and place your local fact on that. You have to, as they say, think globally, act locally. The action is to be local. Like a nice joke I read the other day, that so many people keep on talking about world peace. They have a lot of time to think about the world peace, but there is no one to help the mom cleaning the dishes because they are right there, you know. So that is local something that we can do. At least some world peace can be brought by that, but we won't do that. The acting locally very important, but that local should be kept on the broader picture of the whole world view, as broad as we can. So he is told here, Arjuna, that you become an instrument. A very important idea, that becoming an instrument, feeling ourselves as an instrument in the hands of Lord. What happens by that? It is such a beautiful idea, very efficacious in erasing our ego and thereby the sufferings that come due to this ego. Ego brings lot of sufferings in life. So an instrument doesn't have that ego, and therefore it doesn't have the credit or the blame. It doesn't get blamed, it doesn't get the credit. Well, I am the instrument, that's all. So become an instrument. Sri Ramakrishna therefore used to feel and say that, well, I am only an instrument. Used to sing that nice song that, oh Divine Mother, all is your wish. You are the operator, I am the machine in your hand. So, if we inculcate that awareness that we are just the instruments in the hands of the Lord, you see, lot of peace of mind will come. There is much greater chance of our actions being correct by being instruments. By having this feel that I am instrument in the hands of God, we will see that our decision making process becomes much less simplified. Also, chances that it will be the right decision, they also become much higher by feeling that I am an instrument in the hands of God. The more we feel this, the more are the chances that our decisions will be properly made, will be the right decisions. So, It is. He also continues, Lord also continues, that kill Drona, Bhishma, Jayadratha, Karna, as also other great warriors already killed by me. Already killed. It is. You don't. It is in the script. The author has already written. You just act according to that script. So you get the credit. If you don't act, well, somebody else is going to act and do the job. But if you do it, you will have done your duty, and thus your mind will be at rest. You will be able to get this attunement with God. So, now Sanjay is describing now the situation. Arjuna heard this, and Sanjay is describing now what are the feelings of Arjuna, what is happening there on the battlefield at this juncture. Sanjay uvacha, etat shritva vachanam keshavasya kritanjali vepamana kiriti namaskritva bhuya evah krishnam sagadgadam bhita bhita pranamya. Hearing those words of Keshava, Shri Krishna, the trembling Arjuna saluted with folded palms and said again to Shri Krishna in faltering accents, bowing down and in great fear. This is a state that any person will come to when suddenly exposed to this universal vision. One will not be able to withstand that sense, starts faltering, will not be able to utter words properly, will show all the signs of respect and adoration and surrender when you see that tremendous, huge, all-encompassing form changing everything. It is even very big experiences in our ordinary gamut of experience, they make people dumbfounded. We can think of, I was listening to the TV announcements at that time when the Twin Towers were being that bomb getting destroyed. And it was such an experience that the people at the TV station or the camera people, they had never witnessed anything like that before. It is so, they were describing with the words were faltering, they were shaking because of that experience. The interviewing guys, they were going to people in the streets, and those people were just shell-shocked because what they saw was something so enormous, so grotesque, so huge. They could not just comprehend anything of that. Now imagine something a million times more intense than that, what would be the condition of a person? I will not be able to withstand that. It is so, Arjuna, a great warrior, has seen many, many battles before, fierce battles. He has faced death in war many, many times. So this is something shouldn't be very new to him, but still this experience was so overwhelming that it made him prostrate, salute before this great principle of time. Everything is changed, everything is getting destroyed. That sense of universal reality is so overwhelming for an awareness which is caught in I and mine. So caught that this body is considered I and whatever little this body is connected to, that becomes one's universe. Nothing beyond that is thought about much. It is therefore very difficult for anybody like us caught in this I and mine, this little worlds of ours, to feel this universal awareness and not get overwhelmed by that. Arjuna naturally is getting tremendously overwhelmed. Just think of that, and even an ordinary person, even by thinking of it, the body starts shaking and the limbs start giving way. It is the mind gets just bogged down. It is many times we see that as the mind rises higher and higher planes of awareness, there is the tremors in the body. It is not that by bringing the tremors, don't think, so let me bring tremors in the body so that my awareness will rise to higher planes. That is not the way. But this is mentioned by authorities like Patanjali and others, that when one goes to higher and higher planes of awareness, where this little I and little mind, that gets just overwhelmed. The body, the nervous system finds it difficult to just maintain its balance. So that is the state of Arjuna. And so he starts now praising this Lord. Arjuna uvacha. Arjuna says, sthane rishikesha tava prakritya jagat prarishyatyanurajyate cha rakshasi bhitani dishodravanti sarve namasyanti cha siddha sanghaha kasmaccha tena nameran mahatman gariyase brahmanopyadikartre अनंत देवेश जगन्निवास त्वमक्षरम सदसत तत्परम यत. Arjuna says, it is meet, O Rishikesha Krishna, that by your glorification the world gets delighted and attracted towards you, the demons getting frightened run in all directions, and all the host of perfected beings bow down to you. And why should they not, O noble souls, salute you, the original agent, who are greater than even Brahma? The Brahma is the one who creates this universe. The Brahma, the creator, is also created by this Lord. So Brahma, although the big boss, has nothing, no power of his own in creating whatever is given by the Supreme Lord, only that much that Brahma can do. So, O Infinite Being, O Ruler of the Gods, O Abode of the World, you are the imperishable, the manifest and the unmanifest, and that which is beyond both. This is Arjuna's feelings are getting expressed in these words, not very coherently, as has been mentioned already by Sanjaya, that he is feeling that sense of scare, fear. So therefore the words don't come out very coherently when one is scared. So these words are coming out in kind of torrents. A lot of feelings are there, and so the words are rushing out, and while rushing out, some bottlenecking happens, and do not all feelings do not find words at the right time. But he still is continuing with his praise. Tvamadi deva purusha purana tvamasya vishvasya param nidhanam vetasi vedyam cha param cha dhama tvayatatam vishvam anantarupa vayuryamognihi varunasya shanka prajapatistvam prapitamahascha namo namastestu sahasrakritvah punascha bhuyopi namo namaste. You are the primeval God, the ancient being. You are the supreme repository of this universe. You are the knower and the knowable and the highest abode. Oh, you are you of infinite form. By you is the universe pervaded. You are the wind god, death, fire, the sea gods, the moon, the Prajapati, and also the great grandsire. So it is all that you are, and so salutations to you a thousandfold, salutations to you again and again to you, salutations, that is all pouring. How many times he is not able to, you don't feel that you have done it enough number of times. It is this intense feeling of getting overwhelmed by that divine is showing there in our attached to our little egos. We don't care to think of that, do not respect that, and feel that why should I have reverence for any god, forget about it. I can do all these things, but all that vanishes when you really come to have a little glimpse also of this tremendous reality around. Then you feel how little you are, even the ordinary understanding of universe tells us that as physical bodies, this small, how tiny we are, that so many expanding galaxies filled with so many stars, the solar system also will be a kind of such tiny point somewhere. And then that earth will, imagine how small that earth will be. Then think, on that earth, where is that United States? And there, this United States, the smallest of those United States, Rhode Island. And then again a small town, name is great, Providence. In that, this Yogatmananda says, hey, I can do whatever I want. Hey, fellow, I will change the world. Fellow, what world you are? Not even the tiny speck there. But since we do not have this feeling of this reality, we have big ego. But when we come face to face with that idea, we see that where is our ego, what am I? So that salutations come spontaneously there, seeing that how tiny I am. So the salutations are, therefore he says now, it sounds very crazy. But as I said, that at that stage you are not very logical or sequential in your expression. So Arjuna says now, nama purastha ratha prishthataste namostute sarvata eva sarva ananta viryamita vikramastvam sarvam samapnoshi tatosi sarvam. Oh, salutations to you in front and from behind, salutations to you all around. You are of infinite prowess, of immeasurable valor. You pervade everything, and so you are everything. You may see that it is a repetitive something, but when you do not have the proper words, when you are emotionally overwhelmed, scared, that you may utter something wrong, it is very difficult to keep the emotional balance when one is terribly overwhelmed with emotions and the words therefore do not come properly. It happened to me many times that going in presence of a big man, big authority, and beforehand I decided that I will submit my case and all in such and such words, but in the presence of that person, somehow the words would start faltering. Later on, I used to think I should have said this and I should have told that, but at that time the words do not come always in the right sequence, in the right manner. What you shouldn't say, you say that nice story goes that one lady was very, very concerned that their home was being visited by a very, very prestigious guest, very respectable person. But although very respectable person, that person had a little funny looking nose. So she told her little child. Now children are, say they have anything out of turn, curious, they keep on looking at that. She said, mind, and when the guest comes, don't keep on looking at his nose, be clear. And the guest came. The child was keeping fairly quiet, there was nothing, but she was concerned always that this child shouldn't do something funny. So she was looking at the child also and all that, and always that thought of that nose was so much in her mind that she said, and he after giving something, then she said, well, now what will you take in your tea? That was the idea. In your tea, will you take milk or cream? But instead of saying that, will you take cream or milk in your nose? So, because of that sense of being overwhelmed, it doesn't very well, things don't connect very well. So that is this repetition. Is seen here. You have to imagine Arjuna seeing that overwhelming, tremendously overwhelming presence in front of him. So all these words are coming, and we will continue to say. Now Arjuna is feeling that, well, I thought that he is just like my friend, and I had been insulting and playing pranks on him right from childhood. I thought him to be just my another playmate, and might have punched him in the nose many times, or done lot of fun with him and poked him many times. Oh my goodness, now what I see he is. So he immediately says, please forgive me, and all that. We will see that in our next class, if Lord permits, coming Friday, and which could be the last class on this chapter. Any questions? So let us conclude with the closing prayers.